Coming up very shortly, we'll be talking with Richard Mortimer about his wonderful album, which is called Somewhere Between Art and Science. And should we maybe start with a track from Richard and then come in and
okay,
have a tattoo?
Yeah, I've got a track here called All's Not Fair in Love and War.
Okay, let's have a listen to Richard Mortimer from his album Somewhere Between Art and Science.
Daylight shatters jaded reality. Someone somewhere holds the key. Grass reeds rustle in the breeze, speaking their language to the other trees. In another far-off land, someone holds a club, an act of war, an act of love. All's not fair in love and war. Stick creatures disguise themselves, making it clear they don't want to be seen. Butterflies flutter by wistfully, sunshine falling down upon their wings. In another far-off land, someone holds an axe, an act of war, an act of love. All's not fair in love and war. Birds sing out so cheerfully, they know they are where they want to be. Take their lives from day to day, build a nest if then they want to stay. In another far-off land, someone holds a knife, an act of war, an act of love. All's not fair in love and war. Primates chatter so ferociously, the only communication that they need. Forest is a comfortable home, giving them all their necessities. In another far-off land, someone holds a gun, an act of war, an act of love. All's not fair in love and war. A generation lost in space declares itself the intelligent human race. Sometimes the truth is so plain to see that it merely eludes you and me. In another far-off land, not too far to see, a man lets go of his fears and seek the sanity. Who is the victim? You and me. Victims are society, for without it, you would need to know that all's not fair in love and war.
That was Richard Mortimer from his brand new album called Somewhere Between Art and Science. And would like to welcome Richard to the Twilight Zone on Monday night. Richard, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're just passing by, were you? So you thought you just...
Yeah, it's just on my way down to Fremantle going to see a movie, so I thought I'd pop in and say hello.
What movie are you going to go see, mate?
In fact, it's been changed. I was going to Fremantle and now it's up in Perth. We're going to see the Double Take Meets Hercules, I think it is.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Double yeah. Take Meets Hercules. Sounds like Alamy on a Monday night. How's the new album going? Actually, that last track that we heard, All's Not Fair in Love and War, has got a bit of a story behind it. Something exciting is going to happen with that particular track, isn't it?
That's right. I've been contacted by the people at Wonderworld who produce a children's show on Channel 9, I think it is.
Channel 9, is it?
Yeah. And they're actually putting that in the background, one of their stories. So, yeah, that'll be aired on national television.
How did you actually get that? Well, did you just send it off to Wonderworld, did you?
Yes. They have an address at the end. They ask you to send in your demo tapes, and I did that. And they sent back a release saying, please send, sign this and send it back, and we'll keep you notified and tell you when it's going to be on and all that sort of
That's
stuff.
That's excellent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. It's nice to know that people, you know, follow things up if you do send things off to them. Yeah. And what album number is this? You've quite a prolific songwriter, and how many albums are we up to this year? This is the...
this year. I think this is the fifth overall, and this will probably be the last one for a while. I'll be working with the band, The Angry Red Planets, which is who I'm playing bass for.
Right.
Hopefully we should be putting something down fairly soon and going out and doing a few gigs. At the moment, the singer's got a bit of exams coming up, so I'm sure anyone out there who's having exams can appreciate.
That's The Angry Red Planets. Yes. Unusual name. Where'd you get the name from?
It's the title of a movie from the 1950s, a real B-grade movie, apparently. I haven't seen it, but apparently...
Something like Hercules, is it?
Yeah, something like Hercules.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, now, this particular album is very colourful, and you've really packaged it extremely well.
Yes, I have to thank my sister as well, Natalie Plumley, for doing all the wonderful colouring in that she did over at one weekend.
Wonderful. She's done a great job on that one. I can tell sister's coming in very handy.
Yeah, it sure do. She does all the packaging as well, the sticking on the labels and stuff like that.
How old's your sister?
She's 11.
11. Done a great job. Terrific job. Let's have a listen to another track from Richard's brand new album, Somewhere Between Art and Science. And this track is the first track on the second side, called Second Sight.
Seeing black and white, leaves me colorblind. But that's alright. Confusion is the size. See it through your eyes. And you just might. I saw the world last night. I saw the world a second sight.
A second sight.
A second sight. Second. Progress in disguise. So much that we try. Our satellite.
I'm Jan Shield from the Royal Children's Hospital Safety Centre. Over 1 million Australian homes have automotive batteries lying around. Battery acid can leak and cause painful injuries, so
on... ...songwriter, composer and entrepreneur Richard Mortimer. About his new album called Somewhere Between Art and Science. Where did you get the title from, Richard?
Where did I get the title? Oh, that's a good question. Basically, it's just something that came up one day when I was thinking about something and sounded like a good title, so... There it is.
Done well. You've also just completed the Shades of Perth CD, which was, to me, seems very successful. How's it going with the album.
Good, very good. I've apparently had some write-ups in Drum Media, which is a Sydney